Blog Talk Radio.
Of love that the world would ever know. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and this Son came as a lamb. He would become a conquering king, but he came as a lamb. He would be King of kings and Lord of lords, but he came as a lamb, and he came for you.
People came from miles around, all to worship and bow down. Oh, what a privilege it was. They called him Lamb of God.
Shepherds came seeking this Lamb, and their lives would never be the same. The angelic host formed a choir and sang from the heavenlies. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this Lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came because he loves you. It's great to know that God so loved the world, but more important to know that God loves you.
Now hear it is. Many years have passed. They say his time has come and passed. Oh, but I'm so glad that it remains. You're still the Lamb of God.
John looked over the horizon and saw one walking as no man walked, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He's still saving, he's still redeeming, and he's still there for you today. Receive him, say yes to him, and he will change your life. Time cannot change him, and ages do not time him. He's still the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. We thank God for the opportunity to be right back here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. We want to send a very special shout out to all those that have been listening to us. And don't forget now that we will be giving our inspirational message a little later on in the program.
Tim, you all know this. may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
People always ask me, why am I always so happy and never down? And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown. Some may think it's not real, and I know that a lot still is a show.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your word to worship. Let me hear your word to worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
your feet. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves. But the King in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a King in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no King in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no King living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem? Inner King, and I came to help you find your inner King. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a King. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem, but I came to tell you that there is a King in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a King in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a King in you. If there's a King in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a King. Hey, let the kings rejoice. Let the kings rejoice. You are successful. The King is living in you.
The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your king. There is a
king.
Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there. Embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a king in you.
Hey, hey, hey.
You're listening. You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Let me hear the worshipers!
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise.
your hands and praise Him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Yes, every praise is to our God. And I tell you what, He deserved the glory, the honor, and the praise. But the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse, in everything give Him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And I love the song of Hezekiah Walker, every praise is to our God. Well, again, let me greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. It is a blessing to be right back here on Blog Talk Radio, coming from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. And also, again, I want to send a very special shout out to all those who have been listening to us around the world. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, thank God for those in Canada, those in Brazil, down there in Africa. Thank you for listening to us down there in all the other, in the United States of America. Thank you for listening to us. And of course, those down there, boy, I can't even get the name out, but you know who I'm talking about. Thank God for all you that are listening to Spoken Word Radio Station with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. You know, when you start calling names out, you know, you forget things. And it's right here on our map telling us all the places in which people have been listening to us. I thank God for those down there in Canada, again, and Pakistan and Canada, all these places in South Carolina, those in Tennessee, everywhere. Praise God. Thank you. Well, it's time for my inspirational message. The inspirational message. I want to read this from Isaiah. Isaiah 43, verse 2 through 3. And this is God's promise to us when we go through difficult times. I want you to remember that. All right, this is God's promise to you. All right, so now here, the God's promise to you in Isaiah 43, 2 through 3. It says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulties, you will not drown. When you walk through fire of oppression, I will be with you and you will not be burnt. I love God when He says that. Listen, the flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God tells us here in the Word of God that when you go through deep waters, if you haven't been through something that seemed like you're in it so deep that you don't know how you're going to get out of it. Well, God says, whatever difficulties and whatever the circumstances is in your life that you're going through today, God says to you, His promise to you, that when you feel like you're over your head in all these problems and financial problems and relationship and your kids and all the other things that go with it, God says He will be with you. Now, let me just say, I often say on the radio that it feels good when you know that when you're going through things that seem like you're in this thing so deep that you can't get yourself out of, so deep in depression, so deep in being discouraged, so deep in your financial situation that you know it's only going to take God to bring you out. Feeling in deep depression and deep of your loved one that has passed, and now you're in this deep state of depression, deep state of grieving. God says to you, I will be with you. As I said, it feels good when you know that you get somebody that loves you, that is holding your hand. It might not seem like he's holding your hand. You know, I often think about that poem that they have, and I might not quote it the way it is, but you'll get the picture and what it was saying. I'm just going to tell you what I believe that it was saying. Man that walking by the seashore, footprints in the sand. You need to go on Google and look that up. It's called Footprints in the Sand. This man, one day, he noticed that when he was walking, he saw a set of footprints. Now, mind you, he wasn't going through nothing at that time. He just saw that set of footprints. Well, it came down to one day he went through one of the most horrible times in his life. You could say that he felt like he was in deep waters. I can imagine that this man felt like he was in rivers of difficulties. And not only rivers of difficulties, but I'm pretty sure he felt like he was down and out, and it didn't seem like there was no way out. But the poem go on saying that one day he was going through one of the most horrible times in his life, one of the difficult times in his life. And when he looked back, he noticed no footprints. Now, let me just pause there. If you was going through something, and it seemed like that you see somebody walking with you when you wasn't going through nothing, and now that you're going through and you don't see that footprint, you probably feel like they have abandoned you. It might feel like they done let you down, like some people feel, God done let me down. God done abandoned me. Why did you let this stuff happen to me? My mother is gone. My father is gone. My wife is gone. My husband is gone. My kids is gone. My daughter, my son. Why did you allow the stuff that happened to me? It looked like the man that was walking by the seashore feels now that he's dealing with this problem all by himself. Is anybody listening to me this afternoon that feel like sometimes when you're going through things, it just feel like in this thing by yourself? This man, I can imagine, as he walked and didn't see the set of footprints, according to the poem, he started asking questions to God. Well, Lord, why is it that when I wasn't going through nothing, I saw the footprints? And now that I'm going through one of my hardest, difficult times in my life, I look back and I don't see the footprints of you walking with me no more. And according to that poem, the poem said that the Lord replied to this man that felt like God has abandoned him, felt like God done forget all about him, felt like I don't have no help when I need it. Have you ever been there? Well, that poem said that God replied to him, my child, when you was going through the most horrible times in your life, it wasn't the fact that I forgot about you. It wasn't the fact that I abandoned you. It wasn't the fact that I left you alone to deal with this thing by yourself. And I can imagine the man being upset with God. Have you ever been there? Feeling like God has, if God had all the power, why he allowed this stuff to happen to me? Why did God allow this to happen to those people if God has so much power? I'm pretty sure that man that was walking by the seashore kind of felt that thing. Well, you know, when I wasn't going through nothing, I see God walking with me. I can see the footprints. Now I'm going through the most horrible times, one of the difficult times. I feel like I'm over this thing, this deep. I'm in this thing real deep, and I feel like I'm about to drown in difficulties. But remember God's word to us in Isaiah 43, 2 and 3. When you go through rivers of difficulties, you will not drown. I know you think you get ready to drown. I know you feel like you're falling and you can't get back up. Hey, glory. But I got a good news for you. See, the gospel is the good news. I don't just tell you the bad stuff. It's some good news coming behind it. The good news is, as that man that was walking beside the beach and asked God, why is it that when I went through one of the most horrible times in my life, I don't see you walking with me? I don't see a set of footprints. And the Lord replied to him, my child, when you didn't see the footprints and see me walking with you, it wasn't because I wasn't walking with you. He said, I was carrying you. Well, I'm pretty sure once the man heard that because he didn't see the footprints, it's because God was carrying him. You know how you know God is carrying you? Because even though you went through that stuff, you could have had a nervous breakdown, but you didn't. Glory to God. Because God was carrying you, you know, you could have been dead, you know, but he saved your life. Even when you start talking stupid, I have to put that in there. You know, sometimes when you go through, you start saying things you have no business saying. No wonder the Bible says death and life is in the power of your tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 6 and 3 says you're snared by the words you hold captive by what you have said. Sometimes when you're going through, you talk stupid stuff. And it's understandable because you're going through a difficult time, and now you start saying stuff that you really don't mean. And now when people come over, you know, you're getting mad at them because you're dealing with rough times. You're dealing with rivers of difficulties. But God's promise to you again was you will not drown. I understand that this man kind of probably felt the way some of you felt when you're going through your difficult times, when you're dealing, feel like you're dealing with this thing by yourself. But God promised you, and he says this in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. See, this verse is a reminder of the thing that we think are impossible. Because it tells us that when we feel that things are impossible, that it seems like you're not coming out of this thing, doesn't seem like nothing is happening, seems like you can't get no help nowhere, it seems like you're not coming out of this problem, and it just seems impossible. This verse reminds us, as I said, of the thing we think are impossible. Because the thing that you think that is impossible, with God, all things are possible. God can fix your problem, but you got to remember when you're going through like this man that walking by the seashore and you don't see like and doesn't feel like God is with you, doesn't seem like God going to move for you, it seems like everything has gone from bad to worse, remember these words. As he told that man that was by the seashore, I'm not walking with you, I'm carrying you. Oh, it feels good to know that I could have had a nervous breakdown of my difficulties, but God wouldn't allow it. Oh, it feels good that when I was dealing with all this stress and all this turmoil, I could have had a stroke and put me in the hospital, but God didn't allow it. Oh, I could have been when my loved one had passed on and I'm feeling down and out and I feel like just saying, you know, I wish I would have died with them. And part of you probably did. But even though we feel that, because God was carrying us, he said, I got some more things for you to do. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7, he says, behold, he said, I have plans for you. I have plans. God has plans for you. And his plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you peace and a future. You know, when we're going through, we don't understand sometimes that the reason why some had to leave is because their time was up and some of them already accomplished everything they could accomplish. And now you get to pick up the torch where they left off and go and help somebody else. One thing I've learned that when you're going through problems and situations, the reason why people keep going through the same stuff. Somebody say, I don't understand why I keep going through this stuff. Well, I understand because anything that you don't master, most of the times you get to go back over again. You keep going. See, because you when you don't master something, you know, it's like you've been defeated in it. I believe you ought to learn from what you've gone through. Believe that. Some people never learn from what they went through. And I think the second thing, after you learn what you went through, then you go out and help somebody else not to go the same way you just came. But in all that you go through, remember that our God says to you this afternoon, don't look to the bigness of your need, but look to the bigness of your God. Your victory is in keeping your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take you step by step by step, but not at once. But I promise you one thing, each step will be a miracle. This is an encouraging word to tell you that when you feel like you're dealing with this thing by yourself, difficulties, and you, now fear has gripped your heart. Remember Isaiah 41 and 10. Do not be afraid, it says, for I am with you. Thank God he is. Do not be dismayed, discouraged, for I am your God. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I'm not only going to, I'm not just your God, but I'm going to strengthen you. And I am going to help you because I'm carrying you. I will hold you with my righteous arm. Remember this when you're going through financial problems, that God is your source. He is the place from which anything comes from and is attained. When you're going through your difficulties and you don't know what to do and you feel like you're dealing with this thing by yourself, God can repair all the wounds and everything that you're going through. John chapter 14, verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And I pray that the peace of God will shadow your heart, that you'll remember, as that man that walked by the seashore, he felt that nobody wasn't there when he felt abandoned, felt like he's in this thing by himself. Got a big world, but feel like you're in the world all by yourself. Remember Isaiah. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. This is the message of encouragement. I pray in this show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, every time we come on, we give an inspirational message. I pray that you was blessed by what I just said. Now, if you desire prayer and you need someone to pray for you, the prayer helpline is open right now to pray for you. That telephone number is 803-766-0335. I'm here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. If you've been listening to me and you need somebody to pray for me, call me right now. I'm here to pray for you and ask God to step into your situation and bring change. Let me tell you something. Can God do it? Yes. All you need to do is hold on. Kiara Shears, hold on.
hold you up. And in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't have my faith. And we gon' make a body crazy.
Intentional,
never failing,
never failing.
All
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah,
it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, all things is working together for our good. Well, I tell you, I pray that you have enjoyed that song. I know I have. And, of course, the inspirational message. Now, don't forget now, you can always call the prayer line. That prayer line is open to pray for you. That telephone number is 803-766-0335. Again, that's 803-766-0335. Also, let me give you a few announcements here. Don't forget now, you can hear me this Sunday on Old School 1029. That's Old School 1029. You can go to cborangebird.com, cborangebird.com. Go to Old School 1029. Listen live at 1:30. You can hear me around the world, and I'll be glad that you did. Also, if you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, that's at 1111 Russell Street. 1111 Russell Street, that's in Orangeburg, South Carolina, downtown Orangeburg, at Deliverance Transformational Church. Yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan and Evangelist Kathleen Morgan are the leaders there, and we'll be glad to have you Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. in the morning, and then, of course, at Thursdays, we will be having our Bible study at 6:30. And every service, we have what we call intercessory prayer, where we pray, for at least an hour sometimes or 30 minutes. But you are welcome. We have social distance. And, of course, you are welcome to come, and we'll be glad to have you. And don't forget also that if this program has been a blessing to you, sit down and write me at P.O. Box 413 Elgin, South Carolina 29045. I would love to hear from you. And if you get any thing that you want to say, and maybe you feel that you can like to hear some other things, go let me hear your opinion. This is what we're here for, that is to minister to the people. And not just the people, but also those that listen and those that have, maybe sometimes, it's good to listen because, you have people that have some good ideas. You have a good idea that you want to see on this program. You can write me at P.O. Box 413 Elgin, E-L-G-I-N, Elgin, South Carolina, 29045. Oh boy, I tell you, this day has been a blessed day, and it doesn't matter if it's raining, it doesn't matter if the sun is out, it doesn't matter if it's snowing. This is the day that the Lord has made, but we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Let me ask you this question. The Bible says it is born and under man wants to die, but after death comes the judgment. The Bible says every one of us must give an account to God for what we have done. Even if you don't believe that, one day every person is destined to die. You know, we sometimes have a tendency to cancel appointments. You know, we'll cancel our doctor's appointment. We'll say we're not going out of town this time, and we'll change our mind. Well, this is one appointment that you can't change. I don't care how much you don't want to change it, it ain't going to change. It is appointed unto man wants to die. But the good thing about it is, John chapter 3, verse 3 says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, people ask this question, well, how do I know that's true? Well, there's a lot of things that you believe. You haven't seen it, but you believe it. Somebody say, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. Well, then you better go back in your mind. How many times you ever said to somebody, I see you later? How do you know you're going to see them later? Did you see it? No, you believed it. Well, somebody said, well, you know what? I'm coming to work tomorrow. What time are you going to be here tomorrow? Well, I'll be here on time. Matter of fact, I'm going to come a little early. How you know you're going to be able to get up? How you know that might be your time where that might be the last time when you go to sleep? But you believed it. You didn't see it. You believed it. I often ask people, say, well, you know, I don't believe in nothing I haven't seen. Well, here go a question. Have you ever been outside? Well, that's a stupid question to ask. Everybody been outside. Okay. Have you ever seen the wind? Oh, yeah, I've seen the wind. Well, please describe it to me. How do it look? Well, I don't know how it looks, but I can see the results of it. Well, you believe in something that you haven't seen. All you're seeing is the results of what you believe in. Hey, well, what is the result of what I believe in? John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I often say that when somebody knock on the door, they're trying to get the person's attention, which that is inside the house. Let me say this to you, my friend. God is trying to get your attention. You ever been through some things and you say, boy, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll do such a thing. I'll do this. And you never do it. Somebody made a New Year's resolution and broke it the next day. Well, you know, in the new year, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Yeah, you ain't did nothing. No, you didn't. It was about a month later. You went back to the same habit you was doing. Tell me, well, you know, in the new year, I'm going to do this. Ain't nothing changed. So we're making things and we say to God, well, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll do this. But you haven't. But God is trying to get your attention. Sometimes problems come to wake us up sometimes. Problems come to let us see that, you know, if you allow God to be in control over your circumstances, over your life, it doesn't mean you ain't going to go through nothing, but you can handle it a whole lot more better. Oh, yes, you can. Thank God. So he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's getting your attention. God is trying to get your attention. Because most people knock until somebody comes to the door. That means somebody has to open the door. God is telling you, open up your heart. Listen to what is being said. Open up your heart and invite God into your life. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, you know, a lot of people say they're a Christian. But now, do you know what the word Christian really means? To be Christ-like. It means to be just like Christ. You know, like the people used to say years ago, I want to be just like Mike. I want to be just like Michael Jordan. I want to do the things that Michael Jordan did. Well, if you're going to be a Christian, you got to live a life like God wants you to live. Well, how can I do that? That's impossible. Well, I just read the scripture in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. See, with man, it looks impossible. See, but when you allow God to do it, when you allow the Holy Spirit, that's why he told us in John chapter 16, said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter, and he's going to be with you. The Holy Spirit is going to be the one that's going to help you to live the Christian life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, excuse me, 1 Corinthians 5:17 said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, when I become a Christian, old things, the way I used to talk, I ain't supposed to talk that way no more. Why? It's because I have given my life to the Lord, and now he has become Lord over my life. He has become the head of my life, and I allow the Holy Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit job that helped me to live the life. That's why you can't live it. You've been trying to do it without the Holy Spirit. So when you live in the life, you might fall every now and then. You might make a mistake every now and then, but listen what the scripture said. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you. God ain't like man. He ain't going to throw it in your face. He'll forgive you. We all did things in our lives that we look back on and say, boy, I wish I never went that way. Boy, I wish if I can go back and change it. How many times you said that? Boy, I wish I can go back and change what I did. Everybody have made a mistake. That's why there are erasers on a pencil. Let me say that again. That's why they put erasers on a pencil. Because they knew that somebody was going to make a mistake. And God, the Holy Spirit, is that eraser that erases everything that you've done. Because when you repent, Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to know that you need to have a relationship with God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open his heart, God says, I will come in. Well, did you not know, you know, when you knock on a door, you ain't expecting to stand outside. Some people do, but, you know, during this coronavirus, you know, but sometimes people invite you in. So God is saying to you, he wants you to invite him in. Invite him in. He wants you to invite him into your life. He want to have a relationship with you. Now you say, well, I got a relationship with him. Well, let me ask you something. How in the world you have a relationship with God and you don't talk to him? Did you know that in marriages, if you don't talk to your wife, you ain't going to have no relationship? They said the number one, two things that break up marriages, finances and communication. Communication is spending time in God's presence, reading the word of God and learning about him, going to the church, which is the place that teach, that helps you to learn more about God so your relationship can come more stronger. Nobody want to have a weak relationship with nobody. Nobody don't want to have, I know a woman don't want to have no relationship with a man that is a player. He played me. He went around the corner and told my girlfriend he loved me. He told me he loved me. Now he went around there and told her the same thing. Oh, you don't love her. Ain't no way in the world you can go around the corner and say that, and then you're talking about you love somebody. You get to check your motives out. But God will forgive you if you come to him. And I want to ask you, if you should die right now, where will you spend eternity? That's your question. If you died right now, where will you spend eternity? Heaven or hell? And if you can't answer that, you need a real relationship with God. And I want to pray for you. If you want to have a real relationship with God, repeat this prayer to me. Every word I say, I want you to repeat it right now. This is a prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, come on, repeat it. Lord Jesus, forgive me from all my sin. Wash me in your blood. Lord, I believe that you died and you was buried and you arose the third day for my life, for my sins. I now receive you as my Lord and Savior. Help me to live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that's just a start. Now, I want you to remember these words. If you've repeated that prayer and you meant what you said, you need to give me a call so I can send you a book to help you free of charge. Call me at 803-766-0335. I want to send you a book. I won't ask you for nothing. It's going to be free of charge. This thing is going to help you to live the Christian walk. 803-766-0335 is the phone number. And if you desire prayer, that prayer line is open also to pray for you. 803-766-0335. And look, God want to bring change in you. Somebody says, time to make that change. Well, maybe today you need to make that change.
Since Jesus came into my life, he brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came, oh, to my life, he set my soul free. Saved my soul, oh, and he made me whole, and he gave me victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Legault.
Since Jesus came into my life, he gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came, since he came in,
since he came in,
since he came in,
yes,
into my life.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since Jesus came in,
I know he did to my life. Change my mind.
He can do it anyway.
So I'm thinking I'm better.
Change.
Because you changed me. You changed me.
Oh, yeah. You changed me.
You changed
yeah.
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, he changed me when Jesus came into my life. He bore change. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And don't forget now, I'll be here tomorrow evening, and you can go on our show and find out all the times, but we'll be here tomorrow. That's at 6 o'clock in the evening. And then, of course, on Sunday, we'll be here. All right, so tune in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Well, let me go out on this Christmas song, Joy to the World. You know, we need some joy. My prayers for every one of you that's been listening to me. God's blessings will be upon you and keep you. May God bless you. I see you tomorrow.